Have you ever worried that you wouldn't know what to say if God gave you an opportunity to share your faith? Hey, join me for Awake My Soul as we discover a surprising lesson from Jonah's story that reminds us God isn't looking for perfect words. He's simply looking for willing hearts. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas? I mean, I don't think so. Listen, in the movie, The Christmas Story, Ralphie is determined to get his decoder in the mail and figure out this secret message from little orphan Annie. You remember it? So he imagines all the things that it could be and the importance of it. The buildup is just really intense, and the day finally comes. He opens up the mailbox, and there's his decoder, and he runs in, and it's time for the radio program. So he grabs the radio and the pencil and paper and his new device, and he heads into the bathroom. He listens as the numbers are given out, and he uses the instrument to translate it into these different letters, right? Well, his little brother Randy's banging on the door, and his mom's threatening to break it down to get in, and the pressure is really on. And when he's finished, he has the secret message: be sure to drink your Ovaltine. That was it. It was that simple. All of that buildup, and that was the secret message. Have you ever been there? Maybe you fretted over something that seemed like it was this huge deal, and then it ended up being really simple. Listen, I can tell you 100% I've been there. So was Jonah. For the past couple of weeks, we've been learning some lessons from the life of Jonah. Remember, he's the prophet of God, and he was told by God to go and tell the Ninevites this message of repentance. He ran from God and his mission. He boarded a ship, he went through a terrible storm, and allowed the men to throw him into the raging sea. He was swallowed by this huge fish, and he lived in its belly for 3 days. And to top it all off, he was vomited onto land by the fish. That's a lot to go through to get away from delivering a message. And that message must have been huge, right? Well, let's look at it in Jonah chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, to hear the message that God had for him to deliver. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk, and then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast. They put on sackcloth, and from the greatest to the least of them. That was it. Jonah's message was, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." That's only 8 words. That's all it took for the people to repent. Just one sentence. God's message was short and to the point. Hey, sometimes we spend so much time worrying about the task that we forget the purpose and we forget the one who's truly doing the work. We're shocked that it only took a few words to convince the people to repent, but it wasn't Jonah that was miraculously making them turn from their wicked ways and believe in God. It was the Lord Himself. Jonah was a man of God that He wanted to use to deliver the message. Oftentimes, we stress and worry so much about sharing the gospel. We think, "I don't know enough. I feel awkward. I'll forget what to say," or "they might ask me a question that I don't have the answer to," or "they might reject the message that I'm sharing." Here's the deal. It's God's mission and it's His message. The Holy Spirit is already at work. We only have to obey. Sometimes it just takes 8 simple words. "Jesus forgave your sins, just accept His love." God is already working in the hearts of those around us. Just like He did with the people of Nineveh, we need only to obey. And if they reject, well, I mean, we won't know until we share it, right? Hey, let's talk more about sharing the gospel. I want to share some helpful tips for engaging in gospel conversations. And if you've got just a few more minutes to spare, let's dive in together. Hey, text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen and I'll send you a text. I'm loving these lessons from the life of Jonah. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.